This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said rescue efforts in Dnipro would continue as long as there was any chance of finding survivors after a Russian missile hit an apartment building on Saturday. Zelensky said 30 people were listed as dead, including one child of 15. Zelensky said more than 30 were reported missing. Addressing them in their own language, Zelensky also said Russians who failed to condemn the attack were cowardly. At least 68 people were killed on Sunday when a domestic flight crashed in Nepal, the country's civil aviation authority said, the worst air crash in three decades in the small Himalayan nation. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Hundreds of rescue workers were scouring the hillside where the Yeti Airlines flight carrying 72 people from the capital Kathmandu went down. Rescue workers were scrambling around broken sections of the aircraft. Some of the ground near the crash site was scorched, with licks of flames visible. The government has set up a panel to investigate the cause of the crash, and it is expected to report within 45 days, the finance minister told reporters. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Congo's army says a suspected extremist attack at a church in the country's east killed at least 10 people and wounded more than three dozen. A military spokesperson said on Sunday a group linked to Islamic extremists is suspected of being responsible for a bomb that went off in the Pentecostal church in the North Kivu province. A spokesperson says a Kenyan national found at the scene was detained. Survivors and witnesses said the blast severed